News analyst Daniel Shore believes it will take a lot more than smiles and backslaps to repair the damage done to transatlantic ties. The months of discord over the Iraq war have taken a severe toll, he argues, and have resulted in two fundamentally different views of the world.
President Bush, with his Middle East peace initiative on his mind, had only one day to spare for the traditionally two-day session of the G8 industrial powers. But they all made the best of it, with a series of statements accentuating the positive on matters like trade and the economy, and common concerns about terrorism and the spread of mass weapons. What Evian and St. Petersburg did not accomplish, perhaps could not accomplish, was to establish a stable new relationship between an America asserting unrivaled leadership and a Europe struggling for partnership. French President Jacques Chirac's vision of the world, shared in some degree by Germany and others, is summed up in the word multipolar, meaning that no one gets to push the others around. The Bush view of the world is summed up in the phrase like-minded allies, the latest version of coalition of the willing. Those around Mr. Bush display impatience when American dominance is questioned. At a briefing for foreign reporters, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice shrugged off questions about when good relations with Chirac of France and Gerhard Schröder of Germany would be restored. She said, "If we fall back on, somehow, a debate about whether the United States needs to be constrained, then no, America is not going to understand that argument." So the question becomes whether America and countries once called allies can still cooperate on common tasks like dealing with the nuclear ambitions of North Korea and Iran, the threat of global terrorism, and a host of trade and economic issues while remaining fundamentally divided on the nature of their relationship. In Poland, currently his most favored nation on the continent, the president said on Saturday, "This is no time to stir up divisions in a great alliance. The trouble is that the divisions are already there." This is Daniel Shore.